Okay. All right, Rachel, I'm Chief Phelps with the Officer, South Carolina Department of Public Safety's Office of Professional Responsibility. We do internal affairs investigation for the department, okay? I'm here and we'll be conducting an interview with Rachel Fields. At this time, I'd like to inform you that you're being recorded, okay? Present in this interview is Investigator Larry Bowers. As a notary, I have the authority to administer an oath in connection with the performance of my official duties. Any person making a false statement under oath may be guilty of perjury and may be subject to penalties under law. Okay, so as a notary, I'm going to swear you in, okay?
Okay.
Just raise your hand for me. Do you, Rachel Fields, swear and affirm that the statement you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, this interview is conducted at the Lee County Magistrate's Office. I'm in, actually, Rachel Fields' office on March 24, 2014. It's probably 10:10. A.M. Has anyone threatened, coerced, or promised you anything in order to induce you to make this statement now?
No.
Okay. All right. What I'm here, I just want to get some clarification, Rachel. We hear about the simple possession of marijuana ticket that was written by Sergeant Alford. And I was in your office on Friday. We talked about some documents that were found on the judge's bench.
Right.
But I want to go back, if you would, just if you could kind of clarify to me, when were you first notified about the discrepancy in this case? Do you recall the first time?
I do not recall the date. It's just when First Sergeant Borowski called regarding the ticket.
Okay. And can you elaborate on that call?
He just inquired that they were going through their records and spotted that there was a guilty on the ticket. Mm-hmm. And he was just inquiring about the ticket. So I went and got a copy of it and saw that it was marked where she pled guilty. And then he said that he was on his way down and that case would need to be reopened based on evidence that they had.
Did he go into what that evidence was?
No.
Over the phone?
No.
Okay. He subsequently, did he come on down that same day?
I'm thinking he did. I'm not positive. But I'm thinking he came in, I want to think that afternoon.
Okay.
Because he was on his way from Columbia. He said he had been in a meeting or something. But like I said, I could not tell you the date.
I have a statement from First Sergeant Borowski.
Okay.
Captain, it says, it was on February the 19th, we had a supervisor meeting in Troop 1, and I'm skipping down. I was advised I need to look into this case and what happened in court, so I called Lee County Manager's office and talked to Rachel Fields, clerk, and asked her to pull the case to see if there was any audio recording of bench.
He did.
So that would be the date, you think, February the 19th?
That was on a Wednesday, yeah. That's fine.
That's fine, mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right. And so that same afternoon, you think, or late on that evening, is when he got here?
I went and pulled the recorder after I talked to him, and there was no audio. And I talked to him again on the phone, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And advised him that, you know, I could not find, but I would research, you know, double check it. And then I think that's when he came on down.
Okay.
Oh, see, this we were on the phone, so, you know, he could have been en route. You know, I'm not sure.
Okay. And just the next paragraph he has on February the 20th, which is the next day,
mm-hmm.
I went by the courthouse in Lee County and talked to Rachel Fields, at which time she gave me the paperwork on the case and told me that when I called her, she went into the courtroom to see if anything had been recorded. She then noticed paper on the bench. She looked at it and noticed that it was several reports containing Sergeant Alford's name. And it was the analyst's report along with other paperwork reflecting some possession of marijuana. Ms. Fields took the report and held them for me. I asked her how the reports got to the judge's bench, and she did not know how they got there. Or how long they had been there.
That's correct.
So that's, and he said that was on February the 20th.
So that was the next day he came in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now once again, we talked about this Friday.
Right.
We went in there. So February 19th, he on the phone talking about Miss Smith And February the 20th, I guess, you had another phone call about Ms. Smith. And then at that point, how do you end up discovering that, those documents?
Well, on the 19th, when he gave me the name of the ticket, that's when it dawned that I'd seen that paper on the bench. Because I told him that I didn't know what it was, but that name was awfully familiar. Mm-hmm. And that I would go check on the bench. And that's when I came back with the paperwork.
Okay. So when he got here on the 20th, you had the paperwork.
I did.
So it's fair to say that February the 19th is probably when you discovered it.
That's when I saw it, yes.
Okay. Do you have any idea how it got on the bench?
I do not.
Do you know, have any idea how long it may have been there?
I do not.
You saw it before? Okay. Do you recall if Sergeant Alford had been here on the 19th? Or, you know, in between the time he first called you that day?
I did not talk with her after he made that initial call.
Okay, but do you know she may have been in the courtroom?
I do not know, because see, the courtroom is open. You can walk in the front door and walk into the courtroom, so I do not know.
Okay, so the layout of your office, you're saying that I could go in the courtroom?
And I would not know about it.
Okay. Now, did you present these documents to the judge, or did Borowski present them to the judge?
I think, that was on a Thursday, so Judge Brown would have been here. She wouldn't have been here on Wednesday.
Okay.
Because she doesn't work on Wednesdays.
So she wouldn't have been able to see it that day.
No. Okay. Now, before he got here, I know I told her about him coming down. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that I showed her the paper, but I kept the paper and gave it to Borowski.
So he would have had to show it to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm trying to think what else we talked about Friday. Tell me now, I don't understand how the paper got there, but I understand your role in it, and that's one thing I wanted to get clarification on. But as far as your understanding of what transpired in the courtroom, as far as the guilty plea and having the case reopened, the Ishmael order,
mm-hmm.
Who produces the Ishmael order?
The clerk in the traffic.
Okay, so you don't produce it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So which clerk would produce the Ishmael order?
Yvette Bradley, the
is
girl.
The young lady that we met?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, because Borowski, like I said, when he called, he indicated it needed to be reopened.
Okay.
And then, see, she had a conversation. I went in and asked her to go ahead and prepare that order. And then that's when she said that Sergeant Alford had called him to prepare it also.
Okay, so Borowski and Alford had talked to, what's her name one more time?
Yvette.
Yvette.
Bradley.
Mm-hmm. To have her to go ahead and prepare.